Ariadne. Cherish them not, the ostentatious roses grown with care, extravagant the Tyrian fuchsias drooping with heaviness of over-nurtured bloom, and orchid-miming irises that speak too loud of opulence and sumptuous circumstance. Cherish them not, O Gardener, knowing how soon the desert breathes in every Babylon, and withers all things men have tilled and trained, too often not for mere beauty's sake, but only to prove the old Mammonian power. Knowing how soon the lovely weeds, half disinherited, recurring and banished grasses break the squares and circles of the flowery plots and beard the creviced bottoms. Turn rather to sand verbenas yellow as the sun that flourish on the crumbling dunes, to yarrow and the blackbird-ridden reeds and willows following the dark sunken channel of marsh-lost waters toward the sea. Turn rather where springs the pale and minyard mountain flocks in basins granite-rimmed, and the dwarf alpine man's meadows make arabesques upon the fretted stone. Turn rather to lichens charting upon trunk and boulder the track of centuries unclocked. These shall be planted, these be tended, never by squink and sweat of any laborer. And these shall flower the unmanned eternity of earth, when the last empire dies, the fat mandragora, uprooted by its rebel gardeners.